As we begin the season of Lent, I'd like to talk today about the traditional disciplines of the Lenten season and lift up a particular form of fasting that you may want to try this year. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip Deacon in the Western Suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are actually taping this on Ash Wednesday, which is the start of an important season in the church year, the season of Lent. We have three services today, and at each of those services, we have it's called the Lenten Exhortation, which begins the service after we sing Psalm 51. And among other things, that exhortation says this: as disciples of the Lord Jesus, we are called to resist everything that leads us away from love of God and neighbor. And then it lists four items: repentance, fasting, prayer, and works of love. The disciplines of Lent help us to continue our spiritual journey. So repentance, fasting, prayer, and works of love, that last one is sometimes called works of mercy, are intended to help us lean into this season, to remember what God has done for us, and to draw us closer to the heart of God. Also at that service, we read from the prophet Joel, from the second chapter of Joel, verses 12 and 13, which is a famous verse. I'll read it for you here. It says, and this is the prophet Joel speaking to the people of God who have, as is often the case in both the Old Testament and the New Testament and in our lives, have wandered away from God. And Joel is saying, "Return to the Lord your God, for God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing." That passage is actually we call it the gospel acclamation. So if you come to worship during Lent here at St. Philip Deacon during this, on the weekends, for some of our services anyway, we will sing exactly those words immediately before the gospel is read. Fun fact, too, that those five traits of God, gracious, merciful, slow to anger, loving or abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from punishing, are exactly the same that are listed in the book of Jonah. And these are the only two places in the Old Testament where these traits of God are identical. This is Jonah chapter 4. This is Jonah speaking to God towards the end of the book. "That's why I fled to Tarshish at the beginning, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and ready to relent from punishing." So I think that's kind of interesting. Anyway, we read that. And again, maybe we'll link to this. Pastor Valerie's sermon for the Ash Wednesday services is just beautiful. And again, it's a reminder that Lent is not being punitive. It's not about punishing us. I talked about this sort of punishment or reward form of Christianity a couple of episodes ago when we talked about Richard Rohr. But rather, Lent is about helping us through those disciplines and through the reminder of the kind of God that God is, to return home to a God who has been with us all along, to return to home to a God whose love is with us, even when we can't sense it. So the disciplines of Lent are intended to help us be more aware of that love and to open our hearts to that love. So I guess today I would just encourage you to lean into those disciplines, however that works for you. Repent, say I'm sorry, which is a great, but either generally to God about things that have happened in your life or things you've done, or specifically to individuals who you maybe need to forgive in your life. Fasting, and I'll say a word about a different kind of fast in a minute, but fasting is a very traditional form of opening our hearts up and our minds up, paying attention to God's presence in our life. That's a wonderful way to pay attention during Lent. Prayer, of course, and then again, works of love or works of mercy. part of the way you can do that is not the only way, but part of the way you can do all those things is by coming to worship. And I do hope that you'll join us for worship during the season of Lent, whether in the weekend at our usual worship services, or as I've mentioned before, our Wednesday evening Holden evening prayer services, which are a beautiful highlight of the year for me. My children are all mostly grown now, but for them as well, it was always a real highlight of the year. So I hope you'll maybe use our corporate worship as one of many ways that you can approach those disciplines of Lent. I mentioned that fasting is a very traditional discipline, particularly during Lent. And I'm going to read now, and this will conclude our time today, something I saw somewhere. I'm not actually sure where he wrote or where he said this, but it comes from Pope Leo the 14th, the current pope. And he's commenting here about a different kind of Lenten fast, which I thought was just beautiful. So maybe receive this as yet another way that you might practice a different kind of discipline of fasting this Lent, which may both bring you closer to God, open yourself up to God more, and may bring a bit of peace to a world which is in desperate need of that peace. So here's Pope Leo. He writes, "I would like to invite you to a very practical and frequently unappreciated form of abstinence, that of refraining from words that offend and hurt our neighbor. Let us begin by disarming our language, avoiding harsh words and rash judgment, refraining from slander and speaking ill of those who are not present and cannot defend themselves. Instead, let us strive to measure our words and cultivate kindness and respect in our families, among our friends, at work, on social media, in political debates, in the media, and in Christian communities. In this way," he writes, "words of hatred will give way to words of hope and peace." And it seems to me that is a very appropriate thing for us to pay attention to this Lent, and however you end up practicing the disciplines of Lent, I do pray that you will find your way home to a God who has been with you all along and who has never left you. As always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.